Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3, WQAM. Got Thursday Night Football tonight. Dolphins, look, Bills. Don't say it like that, dude. This might work out for us.
I mean, look. All I have to judge future production is the production I have in recent history. And so I'm not saying they can't play better.
Right.
I'm not saying they can't compete with Buffalo. I'm saying I haven't seen it.
Well, that's fair. We have not.
And so from that standpoint, my shaking of the head has nothing to do with whether I believe they have the weapons to compete with Buffalo. My shaking of my head is that each of the last 2 weeks, I've seen a different type of failure. So from that standpoint, is there new failure? Is there those things that haven't been corrected? What are we going to see tonight? Because I think the uncertainty of it is what has had me shaking my head. Now, the good news is they ain't got time to lament on what just happened.
Nope.
You back at it. However, a team that always has banged up players shouldn't be back at it too soon. In fact, the way this team gets hurt, they should play every other week.
Yeah. Well, I get you. They have been banged up. And the bad news is I think Aaron Brewer's even going into this with a, I think it's a hip banged up. Now, I think he's going to play. But
you mean the injured guy they signed?
No, Aaron Brewer's been here for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
He's their center.
Okay. But he's injured, though.
But he is banged up.
Since the summer.
What? Let me say this. I got hurt in all my years of playing football. One time. In the summer. I re-broke a toe that I broke in the past.
Yeah.
I think I did it, but I didn't know it was broken. I thought it was just hurt. So I was walking around and golfing and working out and doing whatever. It was after a couple of weeks I went and got it checked. And I was still able to kind of work out, just not as hard. So I didn't miss any time. I have never, ever, ever gone into camp banged up before we even start. I don't know what this new wave of athletics is. In all sports, I have seen more professional athletes after a whole offseason start camp and be banged up. What the hell are you guys doing?
They got specialists, you know, they're seeing their,
workout gurus.
I don't know.
It's the weirdest thing to me in all sports, not just football. I guess part of it could be because when these guys get hurt training, they're doing all this ramped up training.
Mm-hmm.
I was not. I do golfing. My weights. I do some running.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I go run on the field with we used to, me and Lewis Oliver and a bunch of Dolphins and other guys would go right over here to Western, and 4 days a week we do some drills, run some sprints, you know, 2-3 times a week. That was it. I'm trying to figure out for the life of me, what are you doing in the offseason that gets you hurt before you even play football? Here's a suggestion. Stop! You can't earn your money if you're hurt. So, I don't know, man. Like, and especially this team, where as plagued as they've been by injuries, and then you have a GM that signed injured players.
He loves it. He doesn't give a rat's ass if you have an injury past.
You know what? I can get a 3-wheel car on the cheap too.
Yo, yeah. That's who he is. He's a junkyard car salesman. He likes buying beat up cars, fix it, and then sell it, you know, secondhand.
Or but buy,
buy it secondhand.
Yeah.
Chris Greer is trying to get everything on Facebook Marketplace.
Absolutely. Doesn't even want you to look at the Carfax.
Wants you to show up at an auto auction. Parts store. Yeah. Just be like, all right, we good? We doing this? It's like, all right, sure. You got injured? Shocking.
That's
right. I'd be interested to think, because nobody's really asked him. Right?
And I would love injuries? To just... Yeah, they have. He's been like, he's pulled this bulb leap about football is 100% injury sport. We're gonna take talent over. He's done that whole thing before, dude. Yeah, he definitely has answered about this.
And I would say, if football is 100% injury rate, are your chances better for success with a healthy player or one that's already banged?
He thinks it's the same. He thinks it's samesies. That's what he thinks.
Oh, you think you just get the injury out of the way and then heal from it? And
yeah, he thinks it's he doesn't think it matters. He doesn't think it matters. He's made this. He's pointed this out before. We've laughed at him. Like it's been a thing.
I don't understand. And here, let me be clear about this. This has more to do with this team's situation than any other team. See, if Buffalo would have brought OBJ in, they're still good. Anything they get from OBJ is going to be bonus.
Right. Take a flyer.
Right. But this team can't afford that in these moments. But we still doing it like, we got a great team. Let's take a flyer. Not on a guy you're going to rely on. So... I don't know. So with the injuries, with, you know, I don't necessarily think, look, there's certain frustrations that occur during a game that you probably shouldn't read into too much. Like the coach and the quarterback being frustrated about how that game ended. I want them both to be frustrated so they'll fix the damn thing. Right? But whose fault it is, who was there. You know, I'm to the point now with this team, I don't care whose fault it is. Fix it. Right? Like somebody calling one guy out or another guy. You both getting a zero. Right? You both getting it. So who cares whose fault it is? Fix it. And so I hope that And here's what happens when you don't play football in camp, right? There's certain things that you're going through. I would have rather gone through this in week two of the second preseason game. Hell, use up all your timeouts in the first quarter. I don't care. At least you know what you got to fix. But guess what? All these injuries, all these different linemen not playing, all the wide receivers not being on the same page and whatever. We all seeing that stuff now because we didn't work through that in camp, which camp is to get ready for the season. Stop treating camp like, well, we'll just get through it and be ready for all the games.
Yeah, but we can't like they did. I can't get on them for camp this year. Like they did. They had joint practices. They had a lot of joint practices every week. They had You know, that didn't all go well for them, but they went away as a team. Like, they tried.
I tried to explain that to you.
I get it. You know, I know you're saying, but they don't have, like, a lot of vets who are standing out, like, as it is. Like, Tyreek missed camp. You know, he was hurt.
Waddle missed time.
He didn't miss a ton of time in camp. I don't think so.
Okay.
Achan and Reek were the big guys, and Austin Jackson. Those were their three.
Say nothing about Achan. Woo! If it weren't for Achan, imagine what them scores would be.
Man, crazy.
You know, so
you talking about the first game being 33-0?
Yeah, exactly.
it would have been worse. So I just hope. Vlad. I guess when I watch this game more than anything, I want a crisp game. Like, I'm not one of those people that if they start the game and have a 3-and-out, I'm not going to be, oh, here we go again, right? That's like, let's not take the situation and not understand football, right? Fans, first 3-and-out, they boo, right? But that's just like, that's regular football. It happens, right? I'm more concerned with kind of when we get to those situations at crunch time, 2-minute drill or whatever, y'all ain't got y'all bleep together. So you got to waste a timeout when you should be saving those timeouts so you can stop the clock on the other side. Stuff like that, like game ops. Like the game ops, as well as they improved, as much as they improved last week, game ops ruined the whole situation because it looks so bad at the end.
It's crazy, man. Sports Talk at WQM, sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.